This is CliffCentral.com.
All she needed was some.
Wake up.
Here we go.
At a Clippers game on the court side. Watch a nigga shoot like a 4-5.
We've got such a fire show for you today, man. It's such a treat, actually.
Fire in the booth.
Yeah. If you're listening to this, you are listening to one of the dopest podcasts in the world. Yeah. Like I said, we've got a treat for you today. You know, every week, we do the Worst Guy Cypher, right?
Right.
And it's always tight, right?
Right.
So what we decided is that today, we're gonna do the Worst Guy Cypher all the way through.
All the way through.
Yeah.
Your girl like it.
Yeah, she likes you to go all the way, so we're gonna go all the way. It's one big ass cypher. Ladies and gentlemen, you're gonna hear us make some fine ass music. You're gonna hear us make some weird ass music. You're gonna hear us create the way we always do, right?
I am a god.
Because this is how we do it, right? In real life, we'll just chill at home, spark one up, start rapping to some shit that we either find on the internet, to something that happens naturally, you know, somebody starts a rhythm on a table, you know, and there we are, you know what I'm saying? So we want you to be a part of that, and we want you to know that it's real. We couldn't fake it if we wanted to.
Matter of fact, anybody who bumps into us out here in these streets, I dare you to call us out. Pull out your camera, pull out your Instagram story, pull out your Twitter feed, pull out your Facebook Live, and let us show you that this ain't no game.
That's a big one.
We could be chilling at Tasha's in Rosebank, right? Yeah. People could pass by, you know, maybe they're on their way to Krispy Kreme's, pass by like, oh shit, look, it's the Worst Guys. And then next thing you know, we have cameras up in our face. Yeah, y'all call yourselves the Worst Guys, y'all cypher, y'all freestyle on your show all the time. Prove it.
And then we go viral. I'm a firm believer in that. Please do, if you see us on the streets and you want to call us out on our freestyling abilities, do call us out on the spot. And then you can tag us, hit us up on the social medias. You can hit us up on Twitter at @_worstguys.
Yeah.
Facebook, @_worstguys.
Yeah.
Instagram, @theworstguys, one word, small letters. Link in bio, all that shit. You know, we're the Worst Guys and we're out here in the streets. Because if you're not in these social media streets, your brand does not exist. You die. We live in the future now.
In the future.
Which we always talk about. But yeah. All right. So on top of us just going through our creative process right here in the studio for you. On top of that, we're also going to be discussing the year that we've had. That's been 2017.
Yeah.
And we're just going to be honest with you about how this journey is going for us. Cause you know, this is just an idea, right? It was all a dream.
I used to be Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper. Sorry, I got carried away.
We could do that whole song, you know what I'm saying?
I'm joking.
So yeah, we wanna just tell you about that experience that has been this year, right? And also about where we see ourselves going in 2018. It is that time of year where we do think about these things. But mostly just the craziness that is this hustle.
Yeah.
Right? The ups, the downs, the pushes, the pulls. You know, it's all there, right? It's all there. So there's a lot of material. I often tell my friends that my life is a lot like a rap song. I guess that's why it's easy to dive into that persona.
It's easy, like it's been so much easier for me to write music these days.
Yeah.
Like, I've got so many experiences that I just want to share.
You just talk about your life.
Exactly. Yeah. And even though, like, sometimes I may call upon, you know, past experiences, like, I just feel that much more stronger to want to put it out there.
Yeah. Because it's something worth telling. Like, something's going on here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, as a people, I feel like the only way we are all going to move forward as people is to share our experiences and learn from one another's experiences. Yes, we might not, you know, come across the same circumstances and they might be different to a certain amount of degree, but if we try and apply a solution that you may have applied and succeeded with, if we applied and we succeed, hey, that's enough for us. Mm. But we wouldn't know if we don't have, you know, the advantage of knowing others' experiences. That's why parents want us to learn from their mistakes.
Yeah. One thing I know is that we are all the same. We just have different experiences of the same things.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, you know, going to Cape Town, for example, to do comedy, or going anywhere is the same, because we all have the same experiences. We have a shared lived experience. So those are the things that connect us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if we know more about what you do, we have a better understanding of who you are.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's very important that we tell those stories. And I think it's very important that we tell African stories in particular, because we'll be left out of history if we don't do that. And we must be real and honest in our stories. Our stories are so diverse. We have so many types of cultures, so many different types of black, you know. That's why I'm really trying to drift away from this idea of what we're supposed to be as a race, you know, or what you're prescribed as in your culture.
Yeah. I also feel like when we do tell our stories as Africans, you know, a lot of people tend to think that now, oh shit, if I'm going to tell my story as an African, I need to be thinking about my roots and all of that. No. You've got your own experience. That's a story in itself. You're an African. Share that story. That in itself is an African story.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a poor man, drugs, mama's a prostitute, you know, that whole...
If your African story is privileged from St. John's, hey, tell that story.
Dog, we need to hear that, because that shit is real.
Inspirational.
Yeah. I'm liking this that I'm hearing now. So everything's going to be mellow. We're just going to go out at it. I would like to send a shout out to our Roto. This is just an hour long instrumental that we found on YouTube. So this is a K-O-Tix mix, world renowned. Yeah, but it's Arocho. If you're looking for these instrumentals, yo.
It's early in the morning. It's early. It's early in the morning. I'm getting my coffee, getting my drink on. It's early in the morning. Early in the morning.
Hit him with the Jay-Z.
Early in the morning.
Sounds so soulful, don't you agree? Hey, and as I proceed to rap on the mic, I go by the name of R-E-H-A to the B, second letter of the alphabet, but I always come first. But not when it comes to my lady, no. Yes sir, I always pretend to. Actually, I don't even pretend, I actually show her that I love her through everything I do and through everything I say. And I say, baby girl, look my way, look my way. And don't you ever look away, look away. And did you ever go away from me? Because I will soon disintegrate into the earth. You see, if you ever were to leave me. So I'm up early in the morning, watching your beauty, watching your face, watching how you sleep, sleep peaceful in the place.
Early in the morning.
Early in the morning, and what, the birds are chirping, the birds are chirping, and the earthworms are approaching to the ground, cause everybody hears the sound of the worst guys, the vocals from the monster himself that's handling the decks, and yes, we getting checks, yes, we getting checks, and yes, fuck the rest, and I gotta get all of the shit off my chest, and
it's early in the morning.
That's a cliffhanger, Cliff Central.
Yeah.
So I'ma take my time, take a rhyme, because I need a second to bust out these lines. These lines that are in my head, I mean I'm trying to think about them when I go to bed, but it's on my mind and I can't sleep, cause I'm stuck here, I'm awake in my dreams, cause it's every day when I wake up early, trying to get it in the morning. Get me some coffee, add two sugars and milk, and you know I'm going out in a suit so silk, cause I'm looking so dapper, so swagger, and all these other rappers are so whack, yeah, I said it, nigga, I'm the fucking one. Cause I be holding my gun in my velvet pocket. Cause you know I'm always rocking it. I'm a rock star and I'll never ever stop it.
Early
so look at me
morning.
When I tell you I'm always in these different pockets, different DC sockets.
Hey,
because I've got these skills, I mean I've got the thrills. And 80s always chasing me because I got the pills.
Whoop.
I got the drugs and you can come see me if you wanna snort a line or two. In the Shashi Naidu, I see you, girl, come through. It's okay, I'm the bad guy in the neighborhood, dude.
Hey, so yeah, you got some weed?
Oh, I got some weed. I got some weed.
Hey, yo, you got the Molly?
I got Molly. I got Molly.
Hey, what you know about that LSD?
Ooh! I got LSD. I got LSD.
Hey, you got some weed?
Ooh! I got the weed. 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 I got the. I got the. I got the. I got the. Got the. Got the. Got the. Got the weed, yo. I got the weed. I got the weed. I got the weed.
How much weed you got? That sounds like a lot of weed.
I had to go to jail for a very long time.
That's like one of the tapes that you never once played at your court case.
Hey,
so, Malcolm Julie, you've been called out.
In the drug position.
And
do you have weed?
No, I ain't got weed. Your Honor.
Give me the evidence. Exhibit A, Your Honor.
I got the weed. I got the weed. I do not recall that. You have to pull a little weight. I do not recall.
I
do not recall.
All right.
So how's your year been, bro?
Yo, dude, crazy, man. Crazy. It's like, this is the first year where it feels like everything is starting to become real.
Yeah.
You know, we started this business in 2015, so it's been just over 2 years. And the first 1.5 years or so, I'd say, it still felt like something that's just in our head.
Yeah.
You know, it's not manifested in reality. Although we were doing shows and whatever the case was, you know, I feel like now we have people.
Yeah.
You know, we have fans, we have people who listen, people that we didn't know, people that we're connecting with. And that's been the significant change for me over the last 2 years. That's what this year's brought specifically, is knowing that we can make a difference. You know.
I think for me as well, it was a thing of, if you compare it to the year before. The year before, we grew more as a business.
Mm.
Mm. This year, I've seen you grow more personally yourself.
Yeah, definitely, yeah, this year has been the biggest year of growth for me. I don't know, it was just a switch in mentality, man. It was just about...
What was that trigger, though? Because there's always a trigger. There's always something that, you know, pushes people to that point where, like, no, now I gotta push that hustle even harder. For some people, it's a death in the family that makes them value and see life in a different way, knowing that, hey, you can be here and gone tomorrow in a
yeah
in a second.
Yeah.
What was that switch up for you?
To be honest, it wasn't one particular thing. It was just a series of events, you know. Somebody having to provide at the crib because nobody had a job. You know, we had to keep the place.
Yeah.
I had to come out. You know, somebody...
What do you mean out of the closet?
No, come out of the hole that was my couch or my living room. You know, I was hiding inside and afraid to actually tackle the world because it is scary. So, I think the idea that I had to win was the trigger, because I always wondered, like, what is the one thing that all successful people are doing that nobody else is doing, or that talented people miss when they're pursuing their dream? And the same answer comes up every time. You just have to be a hard fucking worker. Like that's it, dude. Just turn your ideas into action, work every single day to make your goal a reality, and it'll happen. Because the easiest way to predict the future is through action. So I honestly, I meditated on it. I just wanted to do shit, man. Like just do shit. That's the only way I can describe the change in my mentality. I was just like, nah, I have to actually do shit. That's the only way to get out of it. So, and it's manifested. Like, I signed a lease with my name on it for the first time this year from Art. That's honestly the biggest achievement I have ever had in my life. Because I'm doing the thing that people are afraid to do. Like, that, the thing that scares them the most. I won't be able to survive off art. I'm able to live off art. You know what I mean? That's so major for me. It means now from here, it's just about the level of greatness I want to achieve. I can survive. I can carry on doing what I'm doing and survive and live, which is awesome. But now, where do I want to go?
You know, now greatness is the goal.
Yeah. And then another big thing is, like, I've always been that guy with potential. You know, you have so much potential, though. And I hate hearing that. Because I don't want to be the guy with the potential. I want to fulfill the fuck out of that shit. I want to blow your expectations out of the water. I don't want to fall short, not of my own potential or of what people see of me. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to... The worst thing about me is I hate disappointing people.
True.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, I don't want to disappoint people with my own life. You know, I'm like, okay, you guys believe in me almost more than I believe in myself. You know what I mean? So I'm like, okay.
It's almost like now you have no reason to fail because you've got so much support, and that support structure is just like, dude, everything else is bullshit. Yeah. You just focus on what you need to focus on.
Yeah. Exactly. And you mentioned the support structure, like it's not you and the homies. But I'm telling you that kind of belief, what we're doing, and I know we always get conflicted because we're kind of doing our own thing. Right?
Yeah, but the thing is, it's conflict is bound to arise. In frustrating situations, when you've got lack of sleep, and due to that fatigue, hunger... shorter funds, all mixing together, alright? And you still gotta put out content, keep a smile on your face, live in this world of masks that we live in.
Yeah.
You know, you're gonna let off steam now and then, and you're gonna collide with people.
Yeah.
And the first people that you're most likely to collide with is your family. And I you're not my friend anymore, you're like my brother.
Yeah, for sure.
So, like, when we bash heads, I'd rather bash heads with you than somebody else, because I know the likelihood of us just like, okay, fuck, let's just smoke a J, get over this hill.
Working it out.
You know, it's higher than with anybody else.
Yeah. Okay, look, let's talk about the importance of a team after this. But I feel like they need some raps from us. They need some bars. We promised you a show of bars. We ain't gonna lie to you. We're gonna give it to you.
Yeah.
Okay,
the past is history. The future's a mystery. And today is a present. Today is a present, that's why it's called the present. I'm gonna give you a present in the present with my lyrics. Oh my gosh, hey, this is so hip hop, non-stop, on the beat, all the time. I go all the way to the top, then I slide down like a roller coaster. Yes, I'm a South roller coaster. South Africa, oh my gosh, sometimes it's a massacre. Hey, but hey, look, Cyril Ramaphosa is in the power right now for the ANC. Hey, what does that mean? It means that our currency is not so weak anymore. And of course, I gotta pass the ball to my homeboy, cause he talks a lot about the politics, and I don't do the politics. I just do the chicks who like the big tits and the fat ass. Hey!
Ho, I'm not a politician though. I'm just out speaking my truth, yo. Cause I see how the world interacts, and I see these politicians dissing out facts, cause they think that we so stupid. We ain't go buy that shit, nigga. We so legit.
No,
we
nigga.
The future, yo. We not thinking about your flow, cause we down here below, but we gonna take it to the top, yo. So hear me when I say this, yo. I'm not listening to Jacob Zuma and his hoes, cause they all so silly. Like hillbillies, they so racist. They might be wearing KKK hats, nigga. So I'ma be the one with the trigger. Love is my gun. I'm out here for fun, and I'm gonna be here cause I always stun. I'm always on the run. Wait for Nikkek, I'm the G. I'm running 400 meters past all three of these losers in front of me, because I've always got that pace. I'm always in this race, and I'm always looking for the chase, cause I'm a fucking lion. They call me a predator, and I can eliminate all of y'all. So don't come to me about this politic and shit, cause I'm my own G, working my own way, but winning my own lane, making my own pace, doing my own thing in my own race. I mean, it's like I've been in my own car, dude, cause I'm flying in the future so far, bro. I'm gonna meet Elon Musk up there, because me and him, we in the same WhatsApp group. Yeah, WhatsApp group, WhatsApp, dude. You not like me, fool.
Hey, everything is going online. And what can you find online? The best freestyle from the worst guys. All you gotta do is go to www.cliffcentral.com, bish. .com, bish. Where you been if you don't know us, bish? Where you been if you don't know the shit? Where you been if you know with the central, bish? Yeah, yeah, we be on 18 Vessel Road, Rivonia, Santon. Yeah, that's where we blasting off the loud tunes. And the people in the neighborhood saying this is so much Looney Tunes. But we ain't with the comics. We ain't with the comics. Hey, hey, we just with the comics. We from outer space. And yes, it might just be a disgrace if we ever leave this earth without setting our presence right. And I don't mean just in South Africa. I mean all around the world, especially Africa, because that's what we trying to put on a pedestal. Hey, hey, hey.
My beautiful Africa.
Africa, Africa, Africa.
My beautiful Africa.
Mother Africa, Africa, Africa.
My beautiful Africa.
Okay. Okay.
My beautiful.
A is for the way that you appeal to me. Hey, the way you appeal to me and everything that you give to me. So much greenery. Look at the views all the way from the mountain. F is for the way you fantasize my mind and the way you fascinate me with the scenes all around. You fascinate me with the scenes all around in this mood.
My beautiful Africa.
R is for the way that you're so rich in your resources.
Africa.
I is for the way your people are so intelligent.
My
intelligent.
Africa.
C is for the colors that surround me, black and white and colored and Asian and Indian. We can't forget the Indian.
Africa.
And A again is for the way you appeal to
my
me.
My beautiful Africa.
Hey.
My beautiful Africa. My beautiful,
yeah.
My beautiful,
my beautiful,
my beautiful,
my beautiful, Africa, beautiful. Africa. This my place is so beautiful, Africa. The sun shines so differently here. I mean, I'm standing on the ground below and I have no fear, no fear of the way forward. Cause I know we're so strong, we're on board with the future, the revolution of Africa. More melanin in my skin, let's go in. I don't wanna hide from the sun no more. I want my skin to be dark, my bro. Cause I don't give a fuck about all these light bulbs. Cause they've been telling us what to do and it's no joke. I'm so over it, I'm on my own trip, so don't come to me with that Western shit, cause I'm trying to learn about Africa. I mean, we haven't written shit, so that's forgotten us, but I want us to remember all the shit that we've been through, all the shit that we go through still to this day, cause I see my homies still like jealous, hey. Cause I gotta be the one who goes and assimilates to the Western possibilities. But I'm trying to get these Grammys. What else am I supposed to do? Speak Swahili? No, I can't in this Western world. It's so dark and I need these worlds to turn on the lights. I mean, but it's so bright. But even when you're dark, they still get a fright. Because you don't see anything but my skin. I mean, it's so much deeper than that. I'm such a G within. You should look inside me because I don't see what you see.
Beautiful Africa.
Africa, Africa, Africa.
My beautiful Africa.
Africa, Africa, Africa.
My beautiful Africa.
Africa.
My beautiful. My beautiful
Africa. Africa.
My beautiful Africa.
Africa, Africa, Africa.
My beautiful Africa. My beautiful Africa.
Africa.
My beautiful
Africa.
My
Africa.
Beautiful
Africa.
My beautiful.
Woo.
That was the one for the album. That's the one for the album.
If you know the Department of Tourism does not holler at us for this jingle. This jingle.
Yeah, can hit it. Cape Town.
Yeah.
The Europeans will even bring water for you because of that jingle.
We need that water.
Water. Ad libs of fire that you're going on.
They just change it. Because I know now I see this this guy who sings that song, I don't know which bank it is that's throwing these ads on on YouTube, but like they remix this song. And if your bank account is saying, and your tank is saying, petrol, and I'm like, no.
They did not just do that.
But they did, and guess what? He's eating the money.
Yeah.
So, if it ain't about the money,
don't be hitting me up, nigga. If it ain't about cryptocurrency. We live in the future. Alright, so we're talking a little bit about, you know, the importance of a team and a family and understanding that it's bigger than you.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that and how this year has showed you that?
Oh, this year has showed me that in a sense of people who I need to rely on. And who are looking out for my best interest. Because in a team, right, what I'd like to believe is that it's very, we're very transparent with one another, which is what I appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, we know our own fears, we know our deepest desires in terms of what we want to achieve, and we also quick to point, like, to be able to see, no, this guy is going through a bit of a rough patch.
Mm-hmm.
So when your homeboy actually asks you, yo, dude, you alright, you know, it's actually heartfelt.
Yeah.
And this whole adventure, it's a bit of a roller coaster ride. It'll drain you mentally, physically, but also emotionally as well.
Mm.
You know. And you can say whatever the fuck you want. You can be the hardest ass motherfucker, but you will feel the same way. Trust and believe. If you're going on this, it'll hit you.
It'll take you everywhere emotionally.
You know? And sometimes it's hard to relay those emotions because you don't know who's going to be able to relate.
But just
somebody listening as well. Even if they don't understand, but just ears to speak to. You know what I'm saying? To hear you.
Communication is everything, man.
Yeah, somebody to talk to. And like we spoke about this year about maintaining mental health, you need somebody to, you know, do that bill with us. Lean on me
when you're not strong.
You know, and there's been a couple of times, and there'll still be more times when I'm not strong.
Yeah.
I need to lean on somebody.
Alright. Nah, I completely feel that, man. I just think you can't do this alone.
Yeah, man.
Not even chasing your dream or the hustle. It's just life in general, man. Be grateful for the people around you. And like, that's why I celebrate Christmas. I wouldn't say necessarily that I'm a Christian and believe in Jesus' birthday being on the 25th. But anyway, but I believe in the idea of family, of giving, of appreciating the people that have been around. So that's why I do cherish this time as well. So yeah, send out love to your people, man. Send out love to your people.
That in itself is something that the world needs a whole lot more of.
Yeah,
love.
Yeah.
For lack of love.
But
man,
you see, I think people get confused with romantic love. You know, love is big, man. It accepts flaws. It forgives. It takes the high road, which is often very, very difficult. You know, so our understanding of love also, which is a big, big theme of our year, actually, I must say, if you followed our podcast, we've been speaking a lot about, you know, the ideas of love and what it is.
Even hate in itself, I see it as love.
It
it's
is.
Just a lack of love.
It's just, yeah. It's the inverse, what you wish would take its place is the love. But the fact that you wish it means you love. You know, like I always say, look at the ugly in the world as well.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Because without the ugly, you wouldn't know it.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. So we still need to accept that about ourselves as people, you know, learning to take the fact that we are like trees. We are seasons. We don't bloom throughout the whole year. A tree only blooms for a season, you know.
Yeah.
And we don't understand that about ourselves, that we're part of this ecosystem. We've sort of put ourselves outside of it over time, but we're part of it. But yeah, anyway, love has been a big thing for me this year. learning to love myself, learning to love others from loving myself, and learning that I'm flawed. I think that was a big lesson that I took out of this year. Big lesson.
For me. Nobody cares, work harder.
Yeah, that's always a good one. That's always a good one. Really, really, nobody cares in this game, bro. And it's like, you expect people to feel sorry for you. Like, yo, guys, don't you know it's rough? Yeah. Like,
and the thing is, when I say that, some people would be like, yeah, but you're contradicting yourself. You were just saying, yeah, there's a lack of love, blah, blah, blah. Nobody cares, work harder now. You can't be saying that. Like, what I mean by nobody cares, work harder. Like, everybody has their own struggles, you know. Yeah. Just because they listen to your struggles doesn't mean they don't have their own. You know, so yes, they might give you an ear or a shoulder to cry on, but at the same time, at the end of the day, those struggles are yours to deal with. You yourself alone, nobody else. So nobody
and
cares.
Everybody has problems, and problems hit the gym, they all work out.
Exactly.
I think that's one thing we also need to take out of it, is that that's why I've kind of not given a shit about my problems, because I'll always have them.
Yeah, I've developed the Kevin Hart shoulder shrug method. Just, okay. All right, cool.
It's happening.
On to the next one.
On to the next one, indeed. On to the next one. Yeah. Take it back.
Okay. Yo. Hey. Yo, 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 yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
Hey.
Hey.
Yo, 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 yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
Hey.
Hey.
Yo, 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 yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
Hey. I could rap about anything sitting on this table. Hey, I could be able to rap about a coffee cup that's made out of paper. Oh my gosh, if I had to see a stapler, I would probably put a staple through this paper cup and shut it closed. Everybody knows that the door is closed, because we on air. Everybody knows we on air, and they know that I gotta have the H2O there. Hey, so I got a bottle of mineral in my hand. Why do we walk around with water in the plastic bottle? Oh my gosh, that's just so conceited, isn't it? If you believe it, you can't achieve it. That's why the worst guys are living their dreams and we getting higher. Yes, that's why we gotta take the remote control to the aircon and set it down low. Mark and Julie, bro, what you saying, yo? Hey. Yo, 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 yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
Hey. Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yo. Listen up, listen up, we gon' take it back, we gon' erupt, yeah. I'm a volcano, and I'm soaking up, I'm soaking up, I'm smoking up, I'm getting higher, my blunt is on fire, that's why these rhymes are just getting me higher. I'm so elevated, and I see this nigga a book, he's reading it, it's called pleasure. Pleasure, pleasure is a treasure, don't ever forget, yeah. Your lady is a gift, don't ever mistake her, cause in time she will go to another dude. I'm telling you, don't trust these hoes, dude, cause all of them will give you, warmth, they'll give you that warmth, and you'll be torn, cause you won't understand why you were born. This girl's giving you the pussy that you adorn. Gareth Cliff, he's such a G, cause he made this station for me to be free. I can just come through as Malcolm Julie, I don't have to worry about the BCCSA.
Zuma
is a motherfucking fool with two heads, one shower head, and he's gonna bring doom to the earth. But he might go to jail soon. But I don't know, he's just oh so smooth. He can't go
Trump.
Through any groove, and he's just like Trump, because they just one in the same. They're in the same lane. They're in the same WhatsApp group over in America, trying to cause doom because it's
Comics Choice. Comics Choice
Awards. They wanna give me one, but they're scared. Cause they toys, cause they little boys. They don't wanna see a real man get on stage, cause all the rage.
Louis C.K.
He's my homie. I don't care what you say about his sexual assault. Hey, he's brought me to this game. He's so insane. So anyway, I'm gonna forgive the homie.
Fuck boys.
They all out here. But let's not forget. get the fuck, girls shedding the tea and being fake out here, pretending they all hurt, but they are the ones who giving out skirts. They giving out their skirts so for free, so easily, and then they wanna come and talk to me and pretend like I don't see them in these streets. They just need to relax, need to get off their knees and stand up straight and do the debate, cause we all talking about what we are in this race.
Privilege.
Privilege, oh my god, privilege. I'm getting it cause I'm the shit, so I don't give a fuck about your skin, cause I'm a privileged man and it's so hard to understand, cause yes, he's black, but he ain't whack, cause he's on his grind, I mean, he's gonna shine. So
patriarchy.
Oh, patriarchy, that's such a hard word to tackle. It's such a fucking hack, cause these girls will stack ya. They'll come against you as soon as you say anything that might be the truth. But let's talk about the whole thing, yo, because it's so hard to get over this patriarchy, bro, because it's been in our lives, it's been ingrained, and everybody knows it's all the same, cause we listen to these rappers, they're all telling us these lies about how they're getting their girls is fine, but it's not okay.
Hey,
we're gonna change it up, baby.
Woo!
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da. Hey, they don't know that I could do like, you know, one of those nursery rhymes or those child story songs that you sing.
Yeah.
And then now you make a hip hop version of it.
Yeah.
Watch this.
Yeah.
I love you. You love me. We're a happy family with a great big hug and a kiss away to you. Won't you say you love me too?
Hey, I said,
I love you, you love me. We're a happy family with a great big hug and a kiss from me to you. Won't you say you love me too?
Won't you say you love me, girl? I know you do, because hey, you've been coming at me through the DMs, dude. I mean, I see you on Instagram liking every pic, but I know that you don't want to give it away.
I
know your relationship is sick, but it's okay, I'll come and save it. I'll be your doctor, baby, call me Suhail, because I'm just a guy, I got the cure for you, dude. And I know I'm trying to save you, because your boyfriend is so rude, leaving you hanging, leaving you dangling. I mean, he's out here, he's just strangling, he's just straddling. He doesn't know what to do with a girl like you. But I promise you, my boo, I'll take care of you. I'll bring you some kitchen wings after school, after the case, cause you know I'm gonna be late, cause I'm always grinding. But I'm looking for the estate for us to move into. Yeah, just me and you, and we'll start off just the two. Maybe create a family, cause they'll never see our family tree grow. We've got all these fruits hanging so low, so we pick them easily and they so juicy, cause my baby girl, you like me and I see through you, cause you see through me. Yeah, that's what it is, that's what it is, that's what it is. We got the biz.
Woo! Okay, yeah,
alright. Any last words for the year before we leave them off, because we're gonna give you some last real chats and then
I think
go out with a bang.
The only last words I can send out to wrap up 2017 for me, myself and I. First and foremost, shout out to the number one creator, script writer, best screenplay, everything in the whole goddamn world, G.O.D. Shout out.
You the guy.
And shout out to the love that everybody's been giving us.
Yeah, shout
up out. Until now, without you, this wouldn't have been possible. We would have been doing this in any case. Trust and believe that, whether
yeah.
we had support or not. But having the support, having the listenership, having the following, it makes it that much sweeter. So thank you to you guys.
Yeah.
And from here on out, it's just up and up and up and away.
Yeah.
So much more to come. So stay tuned, guys.
Oh yeah, I have to agree with those sentiments from Riabese over there. Look, man, this has been a year of much growth, much love, much change, and it's so hard to look back on a year because it feels so quick, but so much changes in a year. You know, like a lot happens over a period of a year. You think like, where will we be exactly this time next year? You know, I expect a completely different life, but it also might just be exactly the same, just in a different way, you know? So that's always hard, but I'm really, really grateful that we get to do what we do, you know, and we get to do it passionately, with love, with honesty, without being held back by the hood rats. We were so tired of the bullshit. That's what we're all about. If you listen to us, you know we're tired of the bullshit. We're trying to break the glass ceiling, and we're working goddamn hard every day. And you know they say the first one through the wall always gets hurt. We don't mind getting hurt. We'll take a bullet for you, alright? And then we're all gonna live free on the other side. And come and join us. There's loads of space. I think there's a common misconception that there's too many people trying to be creators, too many people trying to be musicians, too many people trying to be rappers. Be one of the too many who are trying to do what they want to do. Because that's what's got us all fucked up here. We're doing other people's shit. Let's start doing our own shit. Yeah. I'll leave you guys with that. 2017 has been awesome. I want 2018 and I want 2019 too. It's Mark really signing off for the year. It's the worst, guys. And we're about to go in with one last cypher. Maybe a couple. We've got time. Maybe we'll flow into two. Who knows? Because we might just do it for you. Just do it for you.
Sometimes I take a step back and I just breathe. Gotta take a step back and just breathe. Sometimes I take a step back and just breathe. Gotta take a step back and just breathe. Yo, hey, sometimes this life thing can get so hard. Sometimes this life thing can leave you scarred. Hey, sometimes things may not go the way you expected them to go. But hey, bro, listen up, yo. Just because you have a shit experience doesn't mean that you have a shit life. Just because that you have an ugly life doesn't mean that you're not gonna have a wife in this world who would love for you and care for you like you're the only one in the world. Bless you with some kids, bless you with the whole man and family. Yo, what's up, bro? What's up with everything in the world and the way it's going to shit? Hey, I see the future and it's looking legit. And if you don't see that, well, you a pessimist and I'm an optimist. Hey, I wanna save the world, but I can't save it alone. So I need you to support me so I can support the world.
I wanna save the world. It's on my chest. I know I can be the best. Sometimes I don't care, but I know I gotta get up today, cause it's unfair what's happening to my people. I see them on the streets and they're sharing needles, spreading the HIV and the TB. But I can see that I can save them. Jesus, get them off the streets. Let's just be fair, guys, because we understand our life is lies. Our life is full of shit. We're being controlled by these people upstairs who have no cares. They got the money. They think they so funny. They laughing up there like they are gods there. But we can take over. We have the power. It is our time. I mean, it is the hour.
Hey.
So let's get right on it. We cannot stop it unless we get together and smoke chronic and learn about the peace that we need to release. Let's get up on our feet and go chase all these dreams. Yeah.
I won't save it. Okay. I'm gonna bounce this back and forth with you.
I got a couple of questions.
Hey, what would you do if you was in a situation that you had to do something that you wasn't anticipating to do? Hey, like if somebody came through and you had to kill them, bro, what would you do?
Well, it depends on how I wanna do it. I'd probably get a knife, screw it. I'd probably just take a gun and cop him in his head and throw him in the garden until he's dead.
Hey, but don't you realize that these days the DNA can let
you not get away with murder, you'll be serving 25 to life. Oscar and his dead wife.
Oh, I just wanna say, I won't be as stupid to say somebody was trying to break in. I'll make a better excuse and then they'll let me loose because they won't have proof.
What do you think about the way the world's working? What do you think about the way Zuma's head's twerking?
I don't think about the way world is working because I'm out here on my own mission. I'm observing from the side, from the outside, but inside I'm outside all the time. So I'm on the grind. I mean, I won't lie, I feel afraid sometimes, but I won't deny.
I have learned to read between the lines and the lies that the world preaches to me. Hey, that's why I go by the name of R.E.H.B. I rehabilitated my mind, you see. And so I think for myself and I think for thee. Hey, if you disagree, Malcolm Dooley, I would have to ask you to state what you say is your truth.
Oh, my truth, my truth. You want to hear my truth, my truth? Hear my truth in the booth. It can be sad, it can be rad. Every day is different. Every day I listen to all these conversations people having. They're reminiscing. They're so reminiscent of all the old times that they had in the past, but they don't realize that the past don't last. I mean, the present is the only time that you have, so you gotta understand, you gotta live like it's the only time you have, because you might just die tomorrow. I mean, the world has sorrow, but you've got the light. Some people might need to borrow. Stay up, stay awake, give them your energy, cause I mean, it's never too late to care for a homemate. I mean, it's so shady the way people are treating our ladies, but hey, we just carry on being so pessimistic, and that's the reason we need to be so optimistic. Because in order to change, in order to create a life that we all want, we gotta see it in our own minds first. We gotta see it from the start. I mean, this coming from my heart, this is the truth. As I stand here talking to you, I don't wanna tell you what to do, but just get off your ass, bro, because we gotta do it together. And I know you out there chasing leather, cause they hitting us for 4, they hitting us for 6, but we just those guys. I mean, we need the matchsticks to set the light on fire. We go into the wire. We're not gonna do this shit till we retire, cause it's all about our lives. We're gonna retire in the grave, and you know this is how I save.
Hey, this is how I save the day. This is how I pave the way for the other people that wanna do the same things that I do on a daily. Hey, like being on the airwaves at Cliff Central. What's that about, G? Hey, you acting all mental. People telling me that I need to stop doing pro bono shit, but that's just me planning the sea shit. Yeah, cause I know I'm gonna reap what I sow as the year goes. It might not take 1 year, it might not take 2 years, I might have to wait for 3 years. And if 3 years comes by and I'm still the worst guy, hey, then I'm blessed. I have to get that off my chest. I've been fucking with the best, Dave Martian, A$AP Shembe. I'm talking about Laudable, Chris Worldwide. Everybody knows we are the worst guys. Hey, we've been fucking with DJ Skinnies. Who else we've been fucking with? Mr. Mzuli.
Everybody in the game, that's gonna blow. Dathan Parsons, yo, he was on our show and Woo! He had a sick flow. I mean, they don't know that we still up on the grind. Yo, I mean, the Galactica Alliance. Woo! I had a time with them, it was an alliance. We had such a groove, and they so cool. They on some Milky Chance space groove.
Hey.
So, let me tell you about these dudes. We just gonna collide with them at the top, bro.
Cause
we waiting on our time. It's almost time to shine. I mean, we've just
hey,
arrived.
Don't forget Mintos, don't forget SK. We were out here getting crunk. We about to get paid.
Hey, and we had Cardo, hey.
Don't forget Cardo, hey. Do you know that Cardo's got his own drink? It's called Tanine. You can get it in Tanine. He's very lean. He's very mean.
Yeah.
Out here on his hustle. I see him on the TV screen.
Oh.
I see him on the TV screen. We're gonna be
setting the scene.
Hey, setting the scene. In Tanine. In Tanine. Know what I mean?
Yo, we've had the dopest year on the worst, guys. We hope you have had one too. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to us and downloading the podcast. It means the world to us. We hope you enjoyed this session. We out here just spitting our hearts, spitting our love. We're gonna make an album out of all of this shit that you just heard. Believe that. Aroto, we coming for your shit. Thank you for supplying us with the instrumentals. Yeah, yeah, it's been dope. It's been a pleasure and a treat. And we'll see you second week of January. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll be back around the 16th of January. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. You know, much love, much love. We're the worst guys. Mark Matluli, Riabata Sesele.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
And we are out.
This is CliffCentral.com.